Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's episode is... Let's do a little behind the scenes on the most recent South of Midnight video I just put out. I have a shorter drive today, so I feel like that we can fill an episode with that. The first little bit of behind the scenes fun stuff. You may have noticed, if you have watched the video, that there's some on-location shooting. I ended up shooting that at a local state park here in Massachusetts, and it was really fun. It was a whole list of challenges to try to figure out how to get my, you know, I run pretty light with the kit that I have, just because, you know, still trying this thing out and figuring out how it all works together. And so most of everything I do is shot on my iPhone. But also adding the challenge of filming on the go and then using that as like B-roll and all of that for the intro and everything, had its own challenges. Mostly worked fine. I feel like the biggest challenge of that is that I just kind of on a whim decided to do it, like put together a little bit of a shot list for it. But the thing that kind of set me back was, as you can tell in the video, it is hot as hell out. And that is a relatively mild day in the New England heat wave that we've been having for 2 months now. I think when I ended up getting to the location where I shot most of the actual talkie bits, it was already pushing like 85. So that sucked. But it was fine because I got to sit next to the water and that worked out. The thing that really, really did me in on that video though, and this is just a silly thing that I don't think you would ever notice or know if I don't mention it, but I specifically wanted to shoot the video in the nature because there is one spot of that park that I like, that I go to, that it's a really intense wetlands, and so it has a boardwalk, just like literally one or two boards wide boardwalk in this like swampy feeling like marshland that then opens up onto the pond that you see there. And I really wanted to shoot a bunch of B-roll there, and I was hoping that I could thread the needle between when camp starts, because there's a YMCA camp right there, and when, before the kids are let loose. And I thought it would be so perfect. When I was playing South of Midnight, it was one of the places that I just kept thinking about, of like, man, this reminds me, like some of this stuff just really reminds me of this spot. It's a quarter mile into the hike, so it's like pretty chill. I could have like got there within like 15 minutes of parking and like getting all my shit together. And then I walked there, and I was just about to walk onto the boardwalk that looked a little rickety as it always does, and I looked up to film some B-roll of entering, and there's a giant sign that says trail is closed. And then I didn't panic. I mostly just stuck with it, but it was the thing where it's like, oh shit. Like I was gonna go do this, and now I don't know what to do. And it's a loop hike. So I just kind of like, I was like, all right, whatever. Like worst case scenario, I will just get a bunch of walking footage and like footage of the pond and everything. It will just go from there and figure out what happens. And so I walked around, and then the spot that I ended up filming it at was 3 miles into the hike. So yes, it was mid 80s, low 90s. I had walked 3 miles. I got a bunch of B-roll and saw lots of fun critters and all of that stuff. And then I sat down to do that. And then it's on location, so it's not a controlled environment. So you will hear some plane sounds. And by God, that plane sound was not the first take that I had. It was probably closer to the third, but you know, you just kind of got to work with it. And then I've, you know, did some more B B-roll, did my best to not be an absolute weirdo on the trail, because also, like, people's houses butt up against it, so there's, you know, just a bunch of residential people out there walking. So when I'm, like, filming me walking across a bridge, or, like, all of the like, interstitial, like, transition moments, it's just, like, the weirdness of, please God, I don't want to be the weird YouTuber out here with a camera. And then it was fine. It was a beautiful day, and everyone was like, wow, I'm so glad that you're taking pictures, because it's beautiful out here. And I was like, yes, definitely taking pictures. Don't you worry about it, none. And then I finished out that hike. I had literally probably a half mile between the location that I shot the video at and then the end of the trail on the other side of the loop. So, you know, all of that work for a nice, soothing, relaxing walk, but I could have just got to location, you know, probably an hour earlier had I just gone that way. So, you know, that's fun. What else? The kind of the fun thing about that video, it's been an idea I've had for a while, not to make it a video, but just generally the notion when I was playing South of Midnight, I'll put it in my review that goes up probably today or tomorrow. But in my review of South of Midnight, I have this thing that I say where I almost put South of Midnight down after an hour and a half. Like, it was just, like, such a dismal time for me. The combat was not fun. It was not working for me at all. And I just, like, kind of hated it. And it was, the pacing was super slow, and it just wasn't doing it for me. And I was like, what is this? Like, why? Everything about this game seems like something I would love, but it just really isn't doing it for me in, like, the worst possible way. And then I got to chapter 3, which is Benji's story, the tree that I talk about in the video, and I was like, okay, this game is, like, literally, like, highs and lows, and it's specifically in the combat mechanics and the story. Like, the story of this game, very, very good. The combat mechanics of this game, just a bummer, constantly. And I was like, well, why is that? Like, what is it about the combat in this game that just isn't doing it for me? And I think it's just the being aware of that stuff is something that I've tried really hard to do in like the past couple years of being a person who plays video games. Like, if you listen to the two very long gaming history episodes, you'll hear that I basically have like two eras of my gaming history. There's the kind of before college and the after college, I guess, is kind of how it works, but loosely. And I think the before college part of me is just like, I want to play video games because I like video games. The dopamine is what I crave, and that works out. And then the post-college bit, like, still, you know, let's not be too highfalutin. Like, that's also part of it still. But I think part of it is, you know, I went to school for English, like, studies. I spent most of my college career deep reading texts and, like, trying to come up with a like, cogent analysis, if not a good one. And then that kind of is how I've always approached, like, gaming media afterwards, of just, like, trying to, like, I like the story because I like looking at themes and motifs and things like that. And so when I started doing the video stuff, or even thinking about doing codecs, and that requires more than just reading a wiki page, right? Like, it requires kind of understanding the stuff behind it. And you kind of hear that in our first codecs episode, where, like, we just start talking about Carl Jung for a bit. Which is a thing I didn't really think about in Control. And then it just comes up, and you're like, oh, right, like, all this shit is interconnected. And so that has kind of turned into this thing where when I get this weird feeling in a game of, like, this isn't working for me, like, why is this not working for me? I want to figure it out. Like, that is now, like, a weird meta puzzle of this game. Like, why is it that I kind of groan a little bit every time I have to do the combat in South of Midnight? Or why is it that, you know, I start to get frustrated when I don't quite understand the way that the Expedition 33 combat works? Like, I can't navigate the menus. I can't build the like, nuke build that everyone has. Like, what's going on there? And with South of Midnight, it was something that I was thinking about. kind of constantly as I was playing through that game and like just trying to figure out like why is this, like what do I feel about this. And then I ended up, my wife and kid and I had a like short vacation to the Finger Lakes up in New York, which is a, depending on the time of day, like a 5.5 to 6.5 hour drive. And that's where I wrote most of the script, which is miraculous because I drove the entire time. I would basically, my kid doesn't like sitting in the car for that long because nobody does. So I was mostly just being the chauffeur of the family. So just sitting up here all by myself, listening to some tunes and like listening to some podcasts and stuff, and just like stumbling across some different phrases that I wanted to expand on. And that's where the entire framing of like that drive is where the framing of good combat versus bad combat and like what makes good combat is that, you know, it is combat for combat's sake or it is combat that serves the point of the game. And so I was really like thinking about that. I think the biggest missed opportunity in that framing is the video games that I call on for where the combat serves the point is The Witcher and Banishers of New Eden. And it's a great sadness in my gamer cred because I even have it downloaded and ready to play. But the perfect game for that, obviously, is Spec Ops: The Line. I just have never played it, so I don't have the, you know, the experience of knowing what that game is all about, really, to like dig into it. Like I know that it's a Heart of Darkness, which really gets me in the English. But I kind of came up with that on that drive, and then over the, you know, 4-5-ish days that we were there, like between doing like suppers and walking around in the nature and all of that stuff, like I ended up writing the end of that draft, like the first draft of the South of Midnight video. I wrote probably 3 weeks ago now. And I think part of that reason that I went to that state park to film a bunch there is because like that is the environment I was writing that video in. So yeah, I really enjoyed that part of it. It's kind of weird. The South of Midnight video is just a tiny bit shorter than the Avowed one that I've been working on right now. And it's funny to see, you know, sometimes when you just get really stuck in, you can just bang out a thing that quick. Like you can just spin it out and then go from there. Speaking of banging it out and going from there, one last thing I'll leave you with before I head out of here. This is also the first video that I've had to do kind of, you know, quote unquote, extensive reshoots, you know, extensive for a 25 minute long video. The second part of that, the spoiler section, really digging into the themes, which honestly, I really encourage you to go watch. Really be honest with yourself if you're going to go back and finish South of Midnight, because I think that is where the best parts of that video are, is kind of taking the themes of the boss battles and the people that you interact with and the antagonists and everything and like really peeling it apart and like making that argument that the combat is bad because it doesn't serve the themes of the game, and in many ways it's counter to it. So yeah, like really be serious about yourself. I know people get really up in arms about spoilers, so like, you know, do your own thing, but you know, think about it. Anyway, filming that part was really annoying. the bit, so the second bit there, I ended up doing, I shot it 4.5 to 5 times, basically. Which is something I've never done before. Usually it's not one and done. I'll do like multiple takes, but typically I set up the environment, I shoot it, and then I'm done. The first run was me doing the rest of the hike. So like walking back and doing the second half there. That didn't work out just for a multitude of reasons. I don't have a good, it was going to be like a walk and talk because, haha, I mentioned walk and talks in the intro, the beginning bits, and it just didn't work out. You know, one, I don't know if you've ever tried to read and like present like a person who is presenting something and then also look at a camera and also not trip and fall on your face on a trail. And also not sound like a wheezy monster because it's 90 degrees outside, but it's real hard. So I tried to do that, scrapped it. I came back and tried to do it in a different, like a newer location, and the microphone wasn't on. So, you know, that one's on me, I guess. And then I shot another one, another version of it that, had like a too much of a joke gimmick to it. And it was going to be like a, hey, you know, earlier we were in the fun part where it was outside and beautiful and nice. And now we're in the, now we're in my office where it's dark. And, I had like a really dumb gimmick where I was going to hit the It's a Pixar Movie bit. And then, the actual lights that I had set up would flip on. And, I was having like such bad interference problems where I just like couldn't get the light trigger to work. So it would basically, I would have really bad interference from my wireless mics and the router and the smart light bridge and the button I was using, that it worked perfectly fine until I was filming. And then once I started filming, I just could not get the lights to turn on, which is a production issue that I will be working through as I build out the home studio. But that really bummed me out because I actually really liked the concept. And then, you know, afterwards I filmed it, kind of soldiered through and realized that it just didn't look the way I wanted it to. So I scrapped that one too. Next one I did was just sitting in the good old office chair. Lighting was bad. I didn't like it. Scrapped it. And now you can kind of see the thing where I think when you make stuff like this, especially when you've had like pretty good success with other stuff, and you've had like this is the curse of praise, is that, you know, oh, people are like, oh yeah, like this looks really good, like it looks way better than, you know, a channel that has like 30 subs, like wow, that's crazy. And now you get that in your head and you're like, well shit, like people are noticing that it looks good, which means now I need to make it look good. Like I need to keep making this thing look good and look better than it did last time. And it becomes this optimization problem where, you know, you start to see all of the bad stuff. And then you get into this cycle of, well, okay, like I've already done it 3 times and I didn't like any of those. So do I go and do a thing that I haven't done before just to hope that that's the fourth one that does it? Or do I kind of go back to what was originally a good shot that, you know, I ended up not going with because I thought I had a better idea? And that's kind of what I did. My second, if I could have got it to work out, if it wasn't so goddamn hot and if it wasn't raining so much when I was shooting this video, the next option was actually to try and film the rest of the video in my kids' play structure. Because it kind of looks like a log cabin, and I feel like it would have like fit nice as like a still outside, get the bird song in there, but then also be like in a more secluded place. But that didn't work out, so I had to go with second best option, which is just fucking shoot it in my office, which I did. And I like how it turns out. I'm still like dialing in a bunch of that stuff, but you know, the pursuit of trying to hit perfect or whatever is closest to perfect can always be painful and time consuming, but I think it ultimately worked out. But yeah, this, not only is this my longest video, it's kind of the shortest video from script to publishing almost. But it also is, you know, I probably filmed this video for 4 to 5 hours until I got the stuff that I wanted. So it's a big one. And you know, it also kind of feels like a badge of honor to be like a YouTube essayist with a 25-minute video now. Like, hey mom, I made it. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. I got to go hop on this train real quick. I have to go rush to the train that I know will be 10 minutes late, but you know, so it goes. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. This has been a fun kind of debrief on the South of Midnight video. Like, I don't know where else to put this stuff. So, you know, here you go, point to point listeners. Go check out the video on YouTube. It's really good. It's called Kindness and Violence. It's about South of Midnight and why the combat is bad and what makes good combat in games, and why it feels so weird to be punching things in that game when the whole point of it is that maybe you should punch things less. Yeah, go check it out. I'm really proud of it. I think you'll like it if you like thinking about the themes in games and how mechanics play into that. And yeah, I'm going to get out of here. Have a good rest of your day if it's beginning. Have a good start of your day if it's starting. And hey, thanks for hanging out. See ya.